Penguin Audio presents The Art of Intelligence, Lessons from a Life in the CIA's Clandestine Service by Henry A. Crumpton. Read by David Colacci. For Cindy Lou, the love of my life, and our three sons, and for all the families who sacrifice and serve, unknown and unsung. A portion of the proceeds from this book is being donated to the CIA Officers Memorial Foundation, which was established in December 2001 to provide educational support to the children of CIA officers killed in the line of duty. For more information about the foundation, please visit www.ciamemorialfoundation.org. Introduction. In the summer of 2002, I embarked on a new mission. After 2 decades in the CIA's clandestine service, including the last 10 months leading the CIA's Afghanistan campaign, it was time for a change. This mission was a departure for me. There were no Mi-17 helicopters, unmanned aerial vehicle, UAV, Predators, M4 assault rifles, Glock Model 19 pistols, ceramic-plated body armor, inoculations, polygraphs, disguises, cover, or even basic tradecraft. There was no surveillance to avoid, agents to run, or terrorists to nullify. The assignment did, however, require that I enter a strange culture, readjust my attitude, and assume a different identity. I returned to university as a student. The CIA granted me an academic sabbatical at the Paul H. Nitze School of Advanced International Studies, SAIS, at Johns Hopkins University. This new assignment, more sedate than some recent experiences, was nevertheless exciting. It was a full academic year of intellectual indulgence. I gorged on a feast of courses and books covering political thought, military strategy, China, history, foreign policy, terrorism, and philosophy. I savored it all. Searching the spring semester 2003 course catalog, I stumbled across something unexpected, a class on intelligence. The catchy title, The Art and Tradecraft of Intelligence, prompted me to research the background of the course's professor, Dr. Jennifer Sims. She had an impressive resume, both in academia and government. As a veteran intelligence professional still on the CIA payroll, I felt obliged to take the course. I also figured the class would be fun and easy. It was a hoot. We explored how George Washington, one of America's great spymasters, ran agents with superb tactical tradecraft and then brilliantly exploited their intelligence for strategic value. We studied the advances of intelligence capabilities in the U.S. Civil War. We learned that President Lincoln spent many of his days in the White House telegraph room, turning it into his de facto intelligence and command center. We followed how the advent of wireless telecommunications, airplanes, radar, satellites, and other technical marvels transformed intelligence throughout the 20th century. We observed how, unlike Washington and Lincoln, most political leaders forging national security policy and waging war failed to understand or appreciate intelligence. When they also failed to keep pace with geopolitical changes, it was in part because of the gaps among intelligence collection, intelligence analysis, and policy implementation. We reflected on how the government and the broader society perceived and treated intelligence professionals, with comments swinging from deep loathing to cartoonish fantasy. Uninformed and sometimes unreasonable expectations, low and high, of intelligence professionals have whipsawed these officers and their agencies throughout
Sample complete. Ready to continue?